That is one interesting melody, Travis.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah, that I wrote that this composition was written around the central bass line that everything's built off of, and then I recorded that into my home studio and came up with a very basic drum beat. And then I got my guitar out and started writing a melody. So that's, you know, relatively typical of my process. You know, kind of either I start with a melody that I've come up with on the bass or the guitar, or I start with a bass line that I've come up with or some kind of part. A lot of the times I'll record it into my voice memos on my phone so I don't forget it.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back and check it out later and say, oh yeah, that's really good. I need to take that and develop it.
You know, you mentioned earlier, as you talked about, you know, you're starting out with just your solo, your improv. You talked about your melody, and I remember earlier you also mentioned that one of the things that you're really, really working on is finding your own voice with your instrument.
Yeah.
Is that difficult to do when you're listening to other good musicians and you're trying to, I don't know, are you trying to find a balance between, hey, I need to incorporate some of this, but I need to make sure that what I'm doing is original? How do you balance that?
Well, again, music is a language, so it's no different than finding your own voice as a human being. You listen to the people around you that you know or that you respect and that you love and that you know you should listen to. And then, I mean, by God's virtue, we're all individuals. We're all going to have our own voice, whether we want it or not. So, you know, if I was trying to emulate one person or the other, I couldn't do it to the degree where I would sound exactly like them. I'm still going to sound like me. So I think it's very natural. But I think the thing that you've got to work out is who to listen to, what to take from them, and then there's a kind of a natural process too after that where things just start, you know, you start finding things and certain things come natural to you. Space comes very natural to me. Something that doesn't come very natural to me is playing like, you know, like that. Hire guitar players to do that, as you can hear.
Yes.
So I think it's a very natural process.
Gotcha. And you find that as time goes on and you keep just doing it,
yes,
you become more comfortable with who you are and where you're supposed to fit into all of that?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
If you would, Travis, while we have plenty of time to talk about it, don't have to rush through it, share with the Speaking With Community some of the places where they can hear you live as well as how they can get the CD.
Okay, so the CD right now, I still haven't released it digitally because I'm trying to, you know, recuperate some of the expenses that went into making it. So right now, the only way to get the CD is from me personally or to go down to 440 Music on Broad Street and pick up a copy. So come out and see me play and then pick up a CD from me. And I would be greatly appreciative, or it would be really appreciated if you did. I'm playing this Saturday night, August the 6th at the Cotton Patch with Stefan Harley and Lael Cook. Stefan's a saxophonist in town who's getting ready to move to New York. He's a young player, but he's really, really great young musician. He's going to be incredible. Lael is one of the best drummers that I know, and one of the funkiest drummers that I know too. And we're going to be kind of exploring the bridge between funk and jazz by playing music from like Stevie Wonder, music from Bill Withers.
Interesting.
And we're gonna kind of like see if we can find some common ground between those two things, which I actually know that we can. You know, there's plenty of common ground.
Yeah.
And then on the fourth Saturday of every month, Edwin Hamilton, myself, and Amos Hoffman, who are all featured on my CD, have a trio engagement at the Jesse Norman School of the Arts. And it'll be the last Saturday in August. I'm gonna guess it's August 27th. I don't have a calendar in front of me. But at the Jesse Norman School of the Arts, we're gonna be doing a tribute to Miles Davis. We're gonna be playing the music of Miles Davis. And then after we do that, we host a jam session where local musicians can come out and play with professional jazz musicians, which is something that is quite common in the jazz community. And then I'll be starting a jam session on the first Saturday of every month at the Cotton Patch.
Awesome.
Starting in September.
And so can people go to the website to get any of those dates?
You can go to GardenCityJazz.com. And my good friend, the Empress of Cool, Karen Gordon, will typically post and put up who's playing when and where they're playing.
Cool. All right. So as we get ready to close out for the day, man, it's been so great having you here, first of all. And could we hear you do something on your acoustic bass again?
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to.
All right. I tell you what, I'm so glad that you all were able to join us today. Power Friday. And I tell you what, Travis is definitely bringing some power to the airways today. So what do we have coming this time?
Well, I'll play, I'm working on this, trying to establish some more solo bass repertoire. So I'll play an original composition that I came up with this summer, that I'm going to dedicate to one of my mom's good friends who passed away this summer. And her name was Miss Louie, and the composition is entitled Miss Louie.
Encourage you as you hear Travis play, let the power of music motivate you to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time. Appreciate you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, want to encourage you. Let some of life's best moments come through you. You can do it through music. You can do it through communicating. You can do it through love. Remember what Travis shared with us today. It's in you. Let it flow. Till next time.